Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets with President Trump today at the White House. She will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump since he took office. This comes as May's plan for the EU exit for Britain is moving forward.
We will build a new partnership with our friends in Europe. We're not turning our back on them or on the interests and the values that we share. It remains overwhelmingly in our interests and in those of the wider world that the EU should succeed.
British leaders spoke to a gathering of U.S. Republican leaders in Philadelphia, where she said the days are over where the U.S. and Britain intervene in other nations to remake them in their image. May said it is in the British and American interest to defend their values, but not to do what she called going back to failed policies. Police chiefs of different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement authorities said cutting funding to force local policies to change is troubling, and that the notion that police will do not cooperate with the Immigration Service is wrong. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has told an Iranian opposition group that it will press for tougher American action against Iran's Islamist rulers. Mr. Trump has yet to outline his Iran policy since taking office, but as a candidate, he strongly criticized then-President Barack Obama for joining world powers and reaching a nuclear deal with Iran. Trump said the agreement is a disaster. This is VOA News. Russian foreign minister says that the Syrian peace talks slated for February 8th have been pushed back to later in February. Sergei Lavrov announced the delay today in a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups. Lavrov did not say why the UN-mediated talks in Geneva have been postponed. Earlier this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political solution to the Syrian conflict. Al-Shabaab fighters have captured a military base run by Kenyan and Somali troops in a Somali town about 18 kilometers from the Kenyan border. Dozens of Al-Shabaab fighters and troops have been killed, but the numbers have not been verified. The attack started when a truck filled with explosives detonated at the base, followed by heavy gunfire and infantry attack. Residents tell VOA the fighting lasted more than 90 minutes as militants overpowered the Somali and Kenyan troops. Rescuers have pulled the last of 29 bodies from the wreckage of a hotel in central Italy a week after it was destroyed by an avalanche. 11 people survived that disaster, which struck in the wake of heavy snowstorms and several powerful earthquakes. The head of Italy's fire department emergency office, Giuseppe Romano, said work at the disaster site will continue after the search and rescue operations are closed. South Korean and U.S. Marine Corps troops held a combined winter military exercise. Marcus Carlstrom is the search commander for the U.S. Marines.
Purpose and the point of the training we have here is U.S. Marine Corps and ROC Marine Corps partner together at every level to build the camaraderie and the friendship of the two countries' militaries, but also to increase our proficiency in the event that we'd ever have to fight a war together.
Soldiers participated in skiing drills as well as search and destroy exercises and hand-to-hand combat training. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most closely watched U.S. stock index, closed above 20,000 for a second day on Thursday. Analysis by the Wall Street Journal showed some experts worried that the recent surge in stock prices has a fragile economic foundation. They call this a time for caution. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.